All right, let's move on to the story of this events company, an events lighting company in Perth called Frontier Lighting. Now, they have done some of the biggest events in Perth. They're a victim of the economy, of COVID more specifically. They've gone belly up, and you wouldn't be happy about it. Jared Hawke was the chief executive of Frontier Lighting. Morning, Jared.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. There's a couple of little twists to this tale. The Premier's now sort of stepping in and trying to seek some federal help on your behalf. But just tell me, firstly, how bad has it got? You've kind of lost everything, haven't you?
I pretty have lost everything, Mark. That's correct. Yeah, my business, my super, and now probably my home as well. I'm just waiting to find out if I have to go bankrupt or not. That will be the next step.
Oh, Jared. Yeah.
It's been a tough ride. That's for sure.
I'm sure it has. I mean, you guys have done the Pink concerts, Jimmy Barnes, the AFL Grand Final. You've done all these huge events. Are you a victim of COVID and the border restrictions and the fact that if so many events haven't gone ahead?
Yeah, correct. That's the reason why my business has gone, because of the lack of shows getting across the border. But in saying that, Mark's kept us safe in Western Australia, and I wouldn't like to be like Sydney or Melbourne. So I guess that's a result of what had to happen, I guess. But, the sad part is we applied for that SME loan and we just couldn't get it across the line, no matter what we did.
Explain that to our listeners, because you would think you were eligible for assistance. You applied for, a couple of million bucks?
That's correct. We applied for $2 million, and it's a government-backed loan. It's over a 10- to 20-year loan. And no repayments for the first 2 years. And we applied for that loan and, in our eyes, we met all that criteria before COVID. We could service the loan and everything. But right now, with no business coming in, we couldn't service the loan. So the bank could knock it back.
Wow.
We saw it as a bit of facade from the bank and the government side of things saying they're helping people when they're really not. Because nobody I know could get this loan. It's just it's impossible.
I've heard there have been other examples, where people just are applying and not getting it. So what's the point of that?
That's correct.
Tell me though, Jared.
Well, it makes the government look good. It makes the government look great that they're doing their bit to help small businesses when they're not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. It's interesting though. You must see the irony in the fact, so you're having a bit of a go at the federal government, and you just said earlier that you're pretty happy that Mark McGowan has kept us safe, but you must see the irony in that Mark McGowan's closed
absolutely.
The borders, meaning that we can't have a lot of these big events because no one can get here.
Correct. 100%. I don't want to put up lights at a concert and somebody to die though. I wouldn't want to be a part of that, Mark. So I think, Mark's done a great job in keeping this state safe and the way the state is. Unfortunately, this is, the repercussions of that. But, the government, the federal government offers this support and it's not there. It's just a total facade. It's cost me everything because I can't access that loan. I can't access any loan because of my business. But the state of my business at the moment is I'm about to lose it. I think in the next 2 days it goes to the administrator. Sells it all off in the next 2 days. It's not about my business now. It's about saving other people's businesses that are going to be next because I'm the biggest and I'm gone. But there are other companies out there that are just about to hit the wall as well, and they could use a smaller loan to help them to keep them going. So it's about helping them more than me now.
Absolutely.
The only thing I'd like to do is not go bankrupt as well. You've kicked me while I'm down, but I think removing my teeth is a little bit hard as well as doing both.
Yeah, Jared, thank you for sharing your story. Good luck to you. And you're right, the events industry is one, like hospitality and tourism, that has been absolutely battered, and there are others in your situation. But I appreciate you chatting to us today.
My pleasure.
That's Jared Hawke from Frontier Lighting, which has gone under, as you heard. We'll follow that through and see if there is any sort of outcome. It's interesting that, Mark McGowan now lobbying the federal treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, to see if he can step in to help do something about it. 16 minutes to 9:00.